Hi, Dr. Clark here on The Place for Answers. I want to talk to you about why yoga and how yoga reduces inflammation. Now, yoga is something that there's kind of people fall into two camps. People that have never tried it think it's weird, and people that have tried it and love it. In my practice, here's how I utilize yoga. Now, I certainly don't teach people how to do yoga, but it's certainly a part of what I try to get people to do as part of an overall treatment plan. So for my practice, you know, basically how I approach anybody's problem is kind of a four-pronged sort of approach. You have diet, lifestyle, specific supplementation, and what I call Clark brain-based rehab. Now, let's look at number two, which was lifestyle. Lifestyle is, what are you doing to yourself? Do you get adequate sleep? Are you exercising? Are you getting the right kind of exercise? And stress. Now, stress is the big one, man. I mean, stress is the single thing that affects everybody's health condition. Just so you know, stress by itself, just psychological stress, can cause someone to trigger and have an autoimmune condition. Stress by itself. Not that you ate bad or that you had genes that were horrible or you had a trauma, but just psychological stress. Now, stress in combination with those things I just said, that can be an explosive mixture, can't it? You know, if you've got a lot of psychological stress, plus you don't eat well, like you eat a lot of crap food, and you don't exercise, and you got in a car wreck, all those things together, those multiple factors, that can really increase the risk of bad things happening to you. Now, this study, which just came out in the Journal of Psychosomatic Medicine, showed specifically that yoga can reduce the levels of a cytokine called interleukin-6. Now, me and cytokines, you kind of know the relationship between me and cytokines. Interleukin-6 is a cytokine that's it's like a messenger. It's an inflammatory messenger. And what they found out is that the real thing that they found out that was key is that yoga will decrease the circulating levels of interleukin-6. Interleukin-6 is kind of like a juvenile delinquent. It's running around causing problems, you know, spray painting stuff, and it's kind of stirring the pot, as you would say. And that's what interleukin-6 does in the body. It helps mediate and promote inflammation. And interleukin-6 is related to all kinds of inflammatory problems. I mean, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis. The point is, though, that when you do something like yoga, and they don't know what part of the yoga does this, by the way. They don't know if it's the breathing, if it's the mental concentration. They just know that yoga, as an entity, causes you to have lower levels of this stuff. That is powerful, cool. That is extremely, extremely useful information. Now, the real thing this study found, though, is that the experts at yoga, or people that practiced and got good at yoga, those are the ones that had the most dramatic positive effects of lowering the interleukin-6. So what I would like you to do if you're going to do yoga is continue to do it. Get good at it. Don't do it sporadically. Don't do it like 1 week and then you take 4 months off and you do it again. It's just like anything else. You know, practice makes permanent. You know, it doesn't really make perfect. It makes permanent. And so for my practice, when we're dealing with someone with multiple sclerosis or thyroid or even a child with a developmental problem, yoga is one of the things we recommend. And, you know, I can show them a few things, but I like to get them into a class. And I think that's something that you could do. It's a very safe thing to do. You know, check with your doctor, make sure that there's no contraindications for it. But lowering stress, you know, lowering your immune system stimulation, that's an integral part of making sure that you're doing everything you can as a doctor to help someone, because it's real. It's not just, oh, it's in their head. I mean, this is a physical effect of yoga that is undeniable, and it's fantastic. I love it. So yoga is something you can do. It's something I try to have all my patients do, especially the ones we're dealing with that have chronic neurological metabolic problems. So find a yoga studio. I guess there's a blatant plug to find good type of yoga. Now, I want to make a point. You might not want to do that hot room yoga. That, if you're already kind of chronically ill, you probably don't want to do that. That can put too much demand on your body. So that's the only caveat I want to give you. So let me hear how it goes. I want to see how yoga helps you feel better and reduce stress and reduce your inflammation.